Well, hello. This is Daniel Swain. It's January the 4th, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about story time, ways in which I help newbies. But before I get into it, I'm going to welcome you to my podcast, Morning Espresso. Again, this is Daniel Swain. I'm a freelance web designer. I create sites for faith-based organizations and nonprofits. I've been doing it been building websites for a little over 20 years, been in business for the last 14. My podcast is just really about the lifestyle of a freelancer and just trying to give some information to those who are aspiring to get into the creative world. And hopefully I can give you information and tell you some stories, and hopefully that information in these stories can help you avoid some of the pitfalls and mistakes that I made. One of the first things I always like to tell, I call them newbies or neophytes into the creative space, or folks that are looking to leave corporate America or some form of a 9-to-5 job and take on a freelance lifestyle for full time, is I always say the importance of separating business and personal. And I'm going to get a little more into it a little later down the road, probably one of my finance podcasts, which we typically do on Fridays. But it's very important that you don't have all your business transactions inside of your personal account. Makes it really messy, especially during tax time when you're trying to justify whether something's a business expense or a personal expense. I always say that I truly believe, and I know that the internet kind of can shortcut this for a lot of folks, but I do believe in the importance of having a qualified CPA or a certified public accountant, individual that can be very, very helpful with regards to determining what type of a business you're going to be having, giving you the information and the paperwork that's necessary within your state and jurisdiction. Also helping out with regards to getting you a federal tax ID, and I'm assuming that you're in the U.S., but even if you're not in the U.S., if you're in some country, hopefully that CPA should be qualified to give you the proper paperwork. Yeah, you can go online, you can Google it, you can find stuff on YouTube and stuff like that, but it was really, really helpful for me to reach out to a local CPA. It was a few hundred bucks, that was money well spent. I was able to get all the proper documentation with regards to my LLC, and I do have an LLC, and that LLC has really been very beneficial with regards to my business life as a freelancer. Second thing I always recommend is to find you a contract attorney, whether you're a web designer or in any field. You should have a contract. That should be a legal document that you can sign, and it should display what services you're offering. And the reason why you probably should need to get that contract created by a local attorney is so they can kind of protect you, and it protects your clients. It kind of should state and outline everything that is expected and all your responsibility, all their responsibilities, obligations. And it's just really a great way that you can start off a business agreement or arrangement between you and your client. The third thing, which really goes in hand in hand with regards to CPA, is you need to go down to wherever you are banking and create yourself a business bank account. Some banks do have a lot of other things that's necessary to open up that account. Hopefully that information you can pass along to your CPA, and they can give you the proper documentation so that you can start your own business bank account. Again, I can't stress the importance of having a really, really good CPA and an attorney so that you'll be able to make sure you're hitting the ground running and being a business and not being a hobbyist playing like you're doing the business. One of the things that I've always said is, and again, I'll talk a little bit more about this down the road, but having a budget, having ways in which and knowing what expenses are coming out is so critical and so important. I remember when I first started my business 14 years ago, I knew to the penny how much my household expenses were, how much my significant other was putting into our joint account, how much I had to put in the account, how much it would take for me to run a successful business. And those numbers, when I hit those numbers, I didn't stop working. I was always shooting to try to get a few extra dollars in the door. Sometimes those extra dollars in the doors that I did put in my business savings account was used later on some months that I had, pitfall months is what I like to call them. Because one of the things that you got to realize in the freelance business is your money is not going to be steady. When you work in corporate America or out for a workforce, as long as you're doing 40 hours, typically your pay doesn't change unless you have some type of a bonus structure in there. But when you work as a freelancer, 1 month you might get in 2,000, next month you might get in 7, next month it might be 5. And so that's why it's very, very important that you know how much it takes to keep your household afloat. And when you take and have one of those great months that you crush it, don't run out and act like it's going to be that way typically. Just take and put some back into savings. Even if those type of months occur over a long period of time. I had a real good friend of mine, and she took in at about 6 months where she was averaging like $10,000 a pop. Boom, 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 boom. And, after a couple months, she told me, hey, that she had some type of an incentive and it was really working out well. And she was taking about 10% of whatever she brought in, and she could take that money and do whatever she wanted. But her amounts that was she was needed to for as far as personal and business was concerned, typically was only around a couple $1,000s. And so she was putting $6,000-$7,000 in the bank. Well, as fate would have it, she went through a dry spell. She didn't have a phone ringing as often, but she had enough money in her savings account that she was able to sustain herself and kind of recreate herself. And so again, I think it's important to know what your budget, have a budget, know how much money's coming in, how much money you need to come in, continue to work and not allow that to be a stop in. Because again, some people will say, oh, I need to bring in $2,000 to be successful, and they'll get $2,000 in or $3,000 in by the 15th, and then all of a sudden you find them on the golf course or you find them at the mall, or you find them shopping, and then at the end of the month, they're like trying to figure out how come what happened to the money. You got to continue to work and treat it like a business, unless you want it to be a hobby. And so, again, I'm really cheering for each and everyone who's starting out in business. Much success. I know you can be successful. And lastly, I'd like to say once again, I'd like to thank the folks over at WP Sapedia for supporting my podcast. Without these guys, I wouldn't be able to do this on a 3 times a week. WP Sapedia is a support group that takes and support WordPress websites. They do updates as far as themes, content, plugins, the core. They've got a monthly charge. They also take and give you a client report. The guys are really awesome. So check them out. We're going to give a description of their services at the bottom. Thanks so much.